I noticed there was a car on the other lane, oncoming traffic, was trying to overtake a tractor. So what they do is they usually try and squeeze in, they go onto the other lane and try and squeeze in and hope for the best. Does that sound about right? I'm sure it's happened to some of us. So I was driving, when I say me, I'm just saying me in order that it should be a bit easier to be able to follow who's who. But unfortunately it didn't happen to me, So I was driving along on 30 miles an hour, and this oncoming car was coming towards me, trying to, you know, overtake his tractor on his side of the lane. I noticed that the car is coming closer and closer to me. He is speeding up a little quicker because he wants to overtake his tractor on that side of the road. And I noticed that the gap is getting smaller and smaller and tighter. And now I have one of two options. Either I stick to my lane and I have a head-on collision with the guy. He's going 60 miles an hour trying to overtake his tractor. I'm going normal 30, 90 mile an hour crash. The chances are slim. What can we say? So that's one option I can do because I'm following the law and I'm sticking to my lane and I don't want to know what else is going on, and that's just what I need to do. Alternatively, I'll swerve out the way, but I'll have to crash this guy on the left. Right? A parked car on the left. The only way is to get out of the way, because I don't want to get killed, nor does that driver, the reckless driver, want to get killed. I'm therefore going to hit the parked car on the left. And the question is, that's what I did. I actually knew that my life was dearer to me than, you know, than the parked car, and I swerved and I hit that car on the left. Are we following the case?
Yeah.
The question is, who has to pay for that parked car? By the way, in the process, this guy actually hit me in the back. You know, the way it worked, you know. So he stopped, I stopped, and Tucker, he was happy, he was masking that this is his fault, and he's happy to pay me for the damages of my car, because at the end of the day, he hit me. Fine. But what's with this parked car over here? On one hand, I'm saying that, you know, he's saying he didn't hit the car. I hit the car, right? He was coming towards me. I wanted to get out of the way, so I hit the car. And therefore, I should be chayav. On the other hand, wasn't my fault. It was his fault. If not for him, everything would be fine. Because he came towards me at such a high speed, I had to get out of the way. And because I had to get out of the way, that's why I had to hit the car on the left. And therefore, I shouldn't be chayav. I should be absolutely potter because it's his fault.
That's enough, actually. Saving your life.
Oh. Grommer binizokken makes you potter. You're saying that what you're saving someone's life, and therefore what? I wouldn't call him a cow.
But he's an other mud. He's like a mud.
He's like a mud. And who's the mud? Who? You say the driver. It is what it is. It's tough, you say. And therefore you want to say chayev. So you want to say grommer is potter. You're saying chayev. Anyone else? It's not simple. The truth is, this happens every day of the week, really. Yeah, cars are coming at you, you get such a shock, and you swerve out of the way, and you hit the guy. These things do happen, and the question is, now what? But here we're dealing with a bit of life and death over here, which does, you know, rock the boat a little. You're saving your life. So what's our lock if you save your life? Very good. So let's go down that route first. There's two shilas over here. The shila number one is whether I need to pay for the parked car. And that we're going to discuss in a minute. That's question number one. And question number two is this reckless driver that came towards me. Where does he come into the picture? Because at the end of the day, he did nothing to that parked car. Yes, he did initiate this whole story. And yes, it's all because of him. But at the end of the day, he didn't touch that car. So we're going to have to deal with him as secondary shila. Yeah? But let's first do one thing at a time. Do I need to pay for that parked car that I smashed into? So, the halacha is, it's brought in the Gemara and already brought in Shulchan Aruch. The halacha is like this. Yeah, one has to keep, it's very simple, and one has to be able to plug what it says in the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch into our case. Easy. If I damage somebody else's moment, because I don't want to get killed, because I want to save someone else's life, yeah, even though I should be chayav, even though I'm saving somebody else's life, it doesn't make a difference. If you damage somebody else's thing, like you wanted to say, you're chayav, finished. However, Chazal came along and said that if that happens, no one's going to want to save people's lives. Why? Because As soon as there's a monetary loss over here, it's going to cost me money. And if it's going to cost me money, I'm going to think twice before I want to save someone's life. So when that happens, if someone's life is at stake, or let's be more specific, if someone else's life is more at stake, and in the process I had to damage someone else's money, or property, or whatever it is, I am potter. That is the halacha. Yeah?
Your life is at stake as well.
We're going to discuss that in a second.
Isn't there a case of possible onus, as the insurance says, act of God?
Act of God, and therefore you want to say, hi, Potter,
onus is Potter, because what happened was out of your control.
Correct.
So,
okay.
You should not be responsible if somebody else, let's say for instance, you're walking and someone shoves you into something else, you didn't do anything.
Okay, it's an excellent point you're bringing up. And we're going to discuss this very point soon. Good point. At the end of the day, you weren't in control. We're going to get to that. So back to what we were saying, that if somebody at the end of the day has to damage somebody else's property, as we discussed, in order to save someone's life, you're a potter. Why? Because Chazal was scared. If every little thing you're going to have to be hired for, you're not going to save other people's life. Now, you brought up a beautiful point. Let's say my life is at risk. Can I now go and damage somebody else? Not can I. If I damage somebody else's car, property, whatever it may be, because my life is at risk, will I also be potter or not? And therefore? Okay, so I can save myself if I damage somebody else's property. You're saying chayev or potter? You want to say potter. Now, we said a few moments ago, if you damage somebody else's thing, you need to pay. Unless Chazal come along and say that in this specific instance, you don't need to pay. Now, in this instance where my life is at stake, I don't need Chazal to tell me that I'm going to smash into his car. Of course I'm going to smash into his car. I don't want to lose my own life. I don't need any encouragement to save my own life. Because generally, people want to live as long as possible, happy and healthy lives. And therefore, if my life is at stake, I don't need Chazal to encourage me, I don't need anything else. Me, myself, is a Baruch Hashem, you know, in a healthy state of mind to know that my life is dear, and therefore, I am going to smash into him at my own risk. I'm happy to smash into somebody else's car, and I'm happy to pay for somebody else's car as long as I can live, right? If we're talking about someone else's life, then I'm not so sure if I'm going to save someone else's life. So when it comes to someone else's life, right, then you're going to be potter to pay for someone else's money. But if it comes to your own life, then we're going to say that you are going to be chayev. Why are you going to be chayev? Because you damage somebody else's car, somebody else's property. And just because your life is at stake, I'm sorry to hear, but the choice was a good one to save your own life to crash into somebody else. So am I being clear? So in one line, if you're saving somebody else's life, you're going to be potter, and if you're trying to save your own life, you're going to be chayev.
What about you should have been driving slower in the first place?
I was going 30 miles an hour, as DVLA has clearly stated in their highway. Right. So therefore, I did my due diligence to drive like a mensch.
That's a maximum limit. That's a maximum limit. If it's a crowded road or something, maybe you should save even further.
Perhaps. So you want to say that maybe I should have gone 3 miles an hour less, and then what? And then the head-on collision would not happen.
Slow down.
Right. So what happens if we're both at risk? I'm at risk. My life is at risk, and somebody else's life is at risk, which is really the case of our story. I'm driving over here. If this happens, this is a 90 mile an hour collision. The chances are naught. Right. Two Leviaths in that morning. Yeah. Correct. It's not funny, yeah? And therefore, when both our lives are at stake, are you going to be chayev for that guy, or are you not going to be chayev? So it's a machlokes. It's a machlokes whether you're going to be chayev, you're going to be potter. The Nesiva says you're going to be potter. The Pnei Yeshua says you're going to be chayev. And I think we can very happily say that the Nesivus is going to help us along here and therefore make us potter. So in our case, at this very stage of where we're up to, the fellow is going to be Potter. Why? Because people's life is at stake. And people that is at stake, you're going to be Potter. So far, so good. Correct? Yeah? Are we all on board? Yeah. Oh. So now the question is, okay, so I'm Potter. That guy's lost his car. The parked guy's lost his car. And now the question is, can he go to the reckless driver and ask, please, can you pay for all the damages that were done? Why should he pay for all the damages were done? Because he's at fault. And if he's at fault, he should be paying for the damages.
He didn't do it.
But he's at fault. If you're at fault, claim responsibility. No?
Sorry, you can only do that you can only do that to a third party if you have a claim against a second party. The second party has a claim against a third party, the first one could go to the third. But if you have no claim against a third party, how can you go to the third party? Only if the second party, well, what would happen if
who's
you
at
claim
fault?
Against the second party claims against the third party, but not the first party.
I understand that.
Because
who's
you're too far away.
Interesting. Interesting point. He's trying to say, what are you talking about? This reckless driver didn't touch this parked car.
Yeah, but you only claim once.
You can go and claim from this reckless driver money. What's going on over here? Good point. Gonna get to that as well. Oh. So that's where we're up to at the moment. Can you go and claim compensation? Can you go and claim money from that guy? So we have to know that really that there are a few possible ways to look at all this. One mahalach would be that at the end of the day, this reckless driver has benefit from the fact that I crashed into this parked car. Why? What benefit has he got? I saved the guy's life. Okay? This guy has benefit from the fact that I went out of the way. Now, the halacha is, in many areas of Chesed Mishpat, you've got to pay for benefit that people do to you. It's called nehne. You've got to pay for it. Now, I did you a very, very big favor, I saved your life, and therefore I went out of the way, smashed into that parked car. As far as Nene is concerned, perhaps you should need to pay for such a thing. Perhaps. Yeah? If you go and give benefit to somebody, you need to pay. And this is a machloikas in Toisvus. And therefore, it's not so straightforward. Whenever you have a machloikas, when it comes to Chosha Mishpat, you can always say, how can you say I have to pay? Maybe I go like the other person that says you don't need to pay. It's always very tricky when it comes to Chosha Mishpat, when it comes to money matters, to pull out money from somebody, you really need to be able to stand your ground. But the minute the other guy can say, one second, I know of a poysuk that says you're Potter, it's called Kimli, I go like the other poysuk that says Potter, then you can't really claim money out of this other person. So sometimes we say Kimli, sometimes we don't say Kimli. It can get very tricky. It's a bit of a dodgy, you know, chiyuv over here. So we're going to put that, we're going to shelve it a little to the side. But what we have got over here is a sugya that was mentioned, not necessarily grammar, but a sugya of garmi. Now, what's garmi? Garmi is there are three different types of levels. We're going to the sugya of garmi is so difficult, but I'm not going to go into the sugya in depth because we can be here till tomorrow 9:30. So we're going to try and go a bit easier. So we're going to say there's three different types, just very simple. There's such a thing as me going to the guy's window, and taking a hammer and smash. For that, you're chayv. I don't think anyone in this room would disagree with that. Take a hammer, onto the window, smash your chayv. Then you've got another case where it's groma. I didn't do anything. Meaning, a guy threw a jug from the roof, and threw it down. Okay, and there was a pillow or mattress underneath. So what would have happened to that jug? Nothing. Would have had a very soft landing, and everyone would be able to continue their day. However, I come along and I put away the mattress whilst the jug is mid-air. So what's going to happen now? The jug is going to be hitting the ground and smash to pieces. Am I chayav? Why am I part of such a thing? I didn't do anything. I just pulled away the mattress. Groma is potter of an osser. Okay. Do I need to pay? Or don't I need to pay?
Yeah,
you just said potter.
It left
already, but I did nothing other than take away a mattress.
What was your intention?
That's all I did. I wanted to go to sleep.
Was your intention to make a break or not?
No, my intention was to go to bed. So I want the mattress. I take away the mattress, and I go to bed. And in the process, the jug smashes.
You knew it was on its way down.
I did.
You interfered.
If that was,
I did.
If that wasn't a jug, if that was a human being,
yeah,
fell from the roof, could have been saved.
If it was a man,
and you took it away, you were responsible.
Am I? What did I do wrong?
Because
I'm tired.
No. It's moved. Oh, long.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, makes a difference. Intentionally, you knew that taking it away,
yeah,
could.
Could, and I knew, but what did I do wrong?
Okay, front and back.
I took away a mattress, that's all. Have you ever moved a mattress in your life?
A human being is hired on everything.
Really?
Unless it's asleep and some idiot.
Okay, so on that, I would like to open up a little bit of this subject. That one's not always hired for something a person does. Only if you physically or directly create or cause a damage. But if you are doing something so off mark, so completely, it happens to be that because something's going to happen, you're going to be potted. It's called grammar. What the court of law would say, I don't know. I don't know what they would say. I'm not sure. But we're not discussing court of law now. We're discussing the Torah now. And the Torah says grammar, which is a very interesting point you're saying. At the end of the day, it's your fault, right? And therefore you're saying you should be hired. But can you pinpoint what I did wrong? I pulled away a mattress, full stop. It happens to me, the guy was halfway down mid-air, and it happens to me that if he was in the ground, there would be an impact, and he would die. Yeah, it's a very sad story, but what did I do wrong? I pulled away, me physically, I pulled away a mattress. Hard concept. No? Though a hard concept. When do we say that even though you don't actually smash the thing, that you're going to be chayav, when will we agree to you? In a case where, let's say, someone has got a shtar. Yeah, a shtar saying, I've got a piece of paper saying, Reuven owes me £10,000.
Why 10?
Why 10? That was the story. Reuven owes me £10,000. Fine. What does... So, this guy comes along, takes his lighter, okay, burns the piece of paper. Burns a piece of paper. Now, what did he do wrong? He burnt a piece of paper. You ever burnt a piece of paper before? Happens sometimes. I hope not, but to burn a piece of paper, nothing wrong. Yeah? What did he do? He burnt a piece of paper. That's all he did. Okay, so I'll pay for the piece of paper. I'll go to Tesco, and I'll find out how much one piece of paper costs, and I'll pay. It'll cost me about a penny. Don't even know if you have to pay a penny. All right, whatever. I'll pay for the piece of paper, and we're done. What's the problem? And on this case, sorry?
It's not a piece of paper. You've got a £50 note. It
excellent.
Has a value
excellent.
Of what people
excellent.
Reckon it is.
Excellent. Over here, when you are damaging, when you're burning this piece of paper, instantly, you are, in essence, killing his £10,000, or as your example, £50, right? You are really taking... £50 is a bit different, because £50, the actual paper, is money. Let's talk about shtar, which is a piece of paper. It's a bit easier to be able to fathom. So I'm burning the piece of paper, but instantly I am causing a £10,000 loss to the guy. That is called garami. Garami is one step further. When I burn it, I am damaging the guy. When I take away the mattress, nothing happens. When the guy comes down, something will happen. We'll discuss it when it happens. But the moment when I take away the mattress, nothing happens. When I'm burning that shtar, now, instantly, I have created a loss of £10,000. Do we see a difference?
Yes.
Good. Excellent. One of them is called grammar, because nothing is happening now. And one of them is called garmi, because it's happening now. Now, there are lots of different reasons why something can be called garmi, and that's where the complication kicks in over here. What is it, the fact that it's happening now, or is it something that if it happens, if it's bori hezeka, meaning that the damage has to be certain. If it's not certain that damage will happen, then also, it's very, the gedorim, the parameters of where garmi lies is not so straightforward. There's many rishonim, pages and pages and pages discussed on this point of garmi, but I want to now try and see where can we plug this whole sugya of garmi into our case, to know whether at all the guys have a potter. So there are many cases of garmi which we can compare it to. We'll try one, because time is ticking. We'll try one case. I am a lender, okay? I lend money, and this guy is paying back, OK? okay? And he's showing me a coin. Now, I'm a bit suspicious about this coin. I'm not sure if this is fake or if this is true. I don't know if this is a real coin. I have a feeling straight out of the Monopoly box. I'm not sure. So what I do, I go to this expert and I ask him, is this a good coin? Now, if he says yes, then this leiver, this borrower who paid me the coin, is scot-free. If he says it's no good, then I'll go back to the leiver, the fellow that gave me the money, and I'll say, I'm sorry to break the news to you, but this coin is fake, please give me another coin. Now, this expert told me that this was a perfect coin. Fine, everyone went home, everyone's happy, it's all been paid up, right? This borrower paid up, everything's fine. I get home, and I have a look at the coin, and it comes out that this coin was fake. Chayav or Potter? The expert is the expert that told me that it was a good coin. Chayav, sorry?
You asked him as a professional.
I asked him as a professional, and he knew I was relying on him, and he knew that whatever he says, that's what's going to happen. Meaning if he says good coin, the chayav is being paid up.
Did you pay him?
He owes me the money?
No. Did you pay the expert his fee?
Did I pay him?
It's a professional thing.
Let's assume so. Yeah, please.
Well, in that case, he's liable.
He's liable. Right. Let's not disappear. He's
a professional.
Not the point. Okay. I paid him. You're saying he's liable. What did you do wrong?
How could you spot it when the expert couldn't?
What did you say?
How could you spot it when the expert couldn't?
Good point. I went to the next expert. I had a look, it said over there, sample, I don't know, something it is. It's a good point. But in a case of where such a thing happens.
The Queen's head was missing.
Sorry? Or we can say that the guy lied.
The fellow was
short. Or we can say that the expert lied to you. And you can see clearly that this is not a good coin. And he lied to you, and he said, yeah, it was a good coin. That could have also happened. So what are we going to say? You're Harry Potter.
I have
nothing to talk about. Why? But what did I do wrong? I just told him something. So, what did he do wrong? Forget about his profession. What did he do wrong?
So he's Potter.
He's Potter.
A diet with thousands of one.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to, he's not a liar, but he has to wear a coffin because he doesn't have to replace it.
Is that so? What happens if a dying comes to me and tells me that your food is treif? No. Go give it to the dog.
No.
I give it to the dog and it came out that food was kosher.
Remember.
Yeah.
Is it that kind of problem? Is it really?
What?
Yeah, what was it in this week's episode?
Pasha. About the diet of Pasha's one.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So there's a Simenish of Chonark. The Simenish of Chonark, Chosha Mishba, Simenchot Hei, which we're not discussing today. That you have. There's a Yamshal Shlomo on this, that it's not so straightforward. We're going to actually compare your case. Actually, there's no time for it, but it's not posher. I think it's a Shulchan Aruch, actually. That if somebody comes along and says that, go give this food to a dog, because it's treif, and it comes out Yechayev, and it comes out that really was kosher, it's chayev. Okay, maybe there's a machlekes. We can discuss the psukim later, Parshas Pesach. But at the end of the day, we need to know, back to our story.
What's against the coin?
What's the case of the coin is chayav? Absolutely chayav. Why? Because as soon as he said that, of course he's chayav. Nothing to talk about, right? Even though he didn't actually do anything, he just said something. But because, why is he chayav? Let's now get to the crunch. You know why it's chayav? Because you knew that he was relying on him.
Your
I was relying on his advice. And if I'm relying on his advice, he's got to take responsibility over anything he says. And if he says something, he's got to be accountable for that. And therefore you go to the chayav. Back into our case. Let's try and plug it back into our case. When I was going 30 miles an hour, and this guy is coming along at 70 miles an hour, he's screaming at me to tell me, get out of the way. My life is at stake. Your life is at stake. Get out of the way. In other words, he is telling me, he knows, he is forcing me, in fact. Not advising me, not... I'm relying on him. He's putting me in a situation where I have no choice. He's put me in this situation, and therefore I had to quickly get out of the way as soon as possible. In fact, maybe it's even a bit worse. If you want, you know, this expert, okay, you know, yes, I was relying on him, and therefore he's high over here. It's not just about relying on him. It's about literally coming along and being forced to get out of the way because both of our lives are at stake. Would you say chayv or would you say potter? Such a thing would be chayv, 100%. Such a thing would be chayv. Why would such a thing be chayv? Because at the end of the day, he forced me to be in such a situation, and therefore, it's definitely going to be a similar case to the expert, where the expert, I'm just taking his advice, and I'm chayv. Definitely in a case of where I'm not taking his advice. He's forcing me to get out of the way because we don't want our lives to be at stake. And therefore what? And therefore, he should be chayv. Okay. But the question is, so this reckless driver, let's move on to the last stage. Let's try and see if we have 2-3 minutes over here. So there is a halacha, which we can't miss out. So far we're on board, I think so far so good. But the question here, there's a sugya called Komli Midirabim. What does that mean? If somebody is doing an action that's killing somebody, I'm trying to kill somebody, lo aleinu, not me. If Reuven wants to go kill somebody and in the process he damages somebody's money, chayv or potter? Why potter? Komli Midirabim. Now, when you say potter, is potter? Or Beis Din just can't force the money out of him? But really, it's chayv. Min ha-shamayim. Not tis yedei shamayim.
So, is chayv. Potter is made out.
So, does he need to pay? Does he not need to pay? Straight answer.
No.
He doesn't need to pay. So the answer is, he does need to pay. However, Lotis Deshemayim does not mean you're potter.
No.
Lotis Deshemayim means that here, you're not accountable. Beis Din can't go force the money out of you, but Bidei Shemayim, they can force the money out of you. It's how practical is that, right? But at the end of the day, if you need to pay, the answer is yes, you definitely need to pay. So in this case, have we got a Komli Midirabim? This guy is trying to kill you, in essence. Let's call a spade a spade. He's going 70 miles an hour at you. You're going 30. It's not much chance. And in the same process, I am damaging this parked car, which we said he is liable for. That's what we established, right? So therefore, we've got a case of where he is so-called trying to kill somebody, and he's damaged somebody, or he's initiated a damage of that guy's car.
Initiated.
He should be
damage.
Initiated.
That's different. He killed, he didn't damage. Your case is killed and damaged.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. This is a machlokes between the Rosh and the Yamshel Shleimer. The Rosh says what you're saying, and the Yamshel Shleimer is saying what I'm saying. What am I saying? That at the end of the day, it doesn't matter if it's a third party. Who cares? It's a bit like your case. The Dayan told me that this was treif, and therefore I gave it to my dog. Who damaged the food? The dog, not the Dayan. So why is it I chayv? From here we see that if he initiates me to do an action, then the dayan would be chayv. Fair? No? Yeah? Not the same case. Similar.
If the dayan tell you to give it to the dog. If the dayan tell you to give it to the dog.
The dayan actually told me to give it to the dog. L'hach le'klovim. Go give it to the dog.
My understanding and complaining with is that two actions aren't given to you simultaneous.
They surely are. This guy's going 70 miles an hour, and as he's coming this way.
There is action one that causes action two, and not simultaneous, and you can then divide it and claim two claims.
Two claims, what? One misa and one mama. How are we going to claim a misa or a death? Sentence, how are we going to do that? Okay, so we have to discuss that, right?
Oh, so, because it's a state.
At the end of the day, I'd like to, time's up. So, let's come to a maskana. Who's chayv, who's potter? The reckless driver, I would have thought, after having established this whole story, is that he chayv, although we have got the Rosh that said that it's only a third party going to be potter. Okay, when this happens, please speak to your local Orthodox rabbi to ask him whether we're going to have the Rosh or Yamshel Shleimer. If you do get an answer, please let me know. Before you hit the car. And then the question is, whose life is at risk? Is it just my life or is it his life? But I really hope that this doesn't happen to anybody here, and all have a very nice day.
Very nice.